Anti-Corporatists Hunted Online by Marcia Stepanek, Business Week Online, Monday, July 10th, 2000. Beware the public relations person with a modem. Now corporate spinmeisters, too, can go online to track customers, especially the disgruntled ones who vent their spleen in cyberspace. That's right. All those companies you love to hate now have a way to find out who's griping about them, and they can target complainers for a little re-education. Thanks to a new product from Dallas-based eWatch and sold through Edelman Interactive Public Relations Agency and PR Newswire, companies can now monitor what people do or say on the web and respond. The result, so-called anti-corporate activism, as it's known in the flack trade, will never be the same, and neither will your sense of free speech as a consumer. How does it work? Partly, eWatch says, through a little info cleansing. We can neutralize the information appearing online, identifying the perpetrators behind uncomplimentary postings and rogue websites, the company's online promo material says. Then eWatch can remove offending messages from where they appear in cyberspace. This may mean something as simple as deleting a posting from a web message board on Yahoo, or it could mean, quote, the shuttering of a terrorist website, end quote. The objective? Quote, to stop the spread of incorrect information and to ensure what has already spread is eliminated, end quote, eWatch states. Tracking so-called perpetrators is also part of the service, says eWatch National Product Manager Ted Skinner. That's done by, quote, using a variety of methods, such as following leads found in postings and websites, working with ISPs, involving law enforcement, conducting virtual stings, and other tactics, end quote, he says. We can post back to the message boards where original postings appeared to give our side of the story, provide clarification, or debunk it, the eWatch materials go on to say. We can email directly those we think were affected by the incident. And, says eWatch, in the name of identifying entities whose motives are fraudulent, deceptive, or criminal, eWatch CyberSleuth will attempt to identify the entity or entities behind the screen names targeting your organization. Such snoop tools don't come cheap. eWatch says it can identify a person or group behind a screen name that has targeted a particular company or organization within 7 to 10 days for a price of up to $4,995 per screen name. For an extra $1,995 per screen name, eWatch says it can give a company results within 48 hours. Either way, Skinner says, companies that use eWatch, quote, will receive a dossier detailing all information gathered about the subject during the inquiry, end quote. The trouble with all this is that the so-called perpetrators being targeted are often people like you and me exercising our right to free speech. Think about it. You get lousy service from Barnes & Noble, and you criticize it in your favorite chat room. Barnes & Noble, an eWatch customer, could, if it wanted to, monitor that complaint, identify who you are, and get Barnes & Noble's public relations crew to send you an email trying to change your mind. But say you're so angry you write in a posting that you feel like strangling the clerk at the Barnes & Noble store at Union Square in Manhattan because she made you wait so long to ring up your purchase. Chances are the company would ignore you, but eWatch CyberSleuth wouldn't. It could track you down and forward your name to Barnes & Noble executives for further attention. Or if you're spreading phony tips about Barnes & Noble stock in an online financial forum, Barnes & Noble could, quote, work with an internet service provider to erase your comments from the site. Still not convinced this is for real? eWatch's Skinner says Northwest Airlines used his service earlier this year to help it track down the identities of employees who organized a, quote-unquote, sick-out that nearly halted flights over the last Christmas holiday. The company has since fired those employees, and a court has upheld the legality of that action. The ruling is under appeal. Northwest is now using eWatch to help it target, for re-education, the most teed off of its fed-up flyers. To be sure, the net can make it rough out there for companies not used to the consumer scrutiny it enables. According to Skinner, many companies like the way the net can bring them closer to consumers for marketing purposes, But when it comes to dissatisfied consumers, the net sometimes can bring them too close, he says. Consider all the websites created by consumers for consumers simply to vent, such as the AetnaSucks.com, AT&TSucks.com, and SearsSucks.com, to name a few. Griping is hardly confined to those sites, Skinner says, and criticisms of companies often shows up in chat rooms or general discussion groups. Say one customer tells their bad experience to 20 other people, and then imagine 50 million people reading about it on the internet, eWatch's marketing materials warn. Add Skinner, quote, from a public relations standpoint, it becomes much harder to safeguard shareholder value, improve customer service, protect corporate reputation and brand integrity, end quote, when a customer goes online to complain. The net is vast and fast, he says. Besides, Skinner adds, if companies can use the net to personalize customer service, why not use it to do one-on-one public relations? To me, there's something very troubling about cyberspinning. Good public relations personnel can quell panic and remind people of their company's side of the story in the heat of a crisis. But personalized spin campaigns? The potential for abuse seems too high, and the idea sounds ominous to those who cherish free speech without risk of punishment. Even at its most benign, the idea is unsettling. It used to be you could share your opinion about a company with someone online without worrying that the company would ever find out about it. Now you run the risk of getting hassled with corporate email, not to mention being personally targeted for a cyber re-education campaign, or worse. How much will a private citizen say online, knowing that? What will happen to online communities that form around a common experience with, say, a lemon of a car or a harmful product? Maybe containment is the whole point, but it's hard to believe that healthy and robust e-commerce, not to mention the right to free speech, can be well served with privacy-busting products like these. If they land in over-aggressive hands, Snoop tools and services like eWatch sound like a PR crisis just waiting to happen.